economic health of this nation has
been. There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
A late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. It's, you know, why don't we talk about the market? And,
yeah, sure.
I mean, what's that really talking about? It's up. Economy's
It is, you know, yeah. About,
well, that milestone we hit today is one thing. You know,
yeah, true. 25,000 on
this
the
week,
dial.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Did enjoy the little bit of a benefit. Year-to-date boost right at 2% on the S&P 500. We ended the year 2017 up almost 22%, 21.82. Big story of the year, information technology up 38.83%. Pretty awesome. We had two sectors negative, although slightly. Energy was down 1%. Telecommunication services, which is going to get a facelift here coming up. Changing the communications and putting some companies that we would normally look at as discretionary into that current three-company sector. But telecom was negative 1.25%, mostly due to the decline by AT&T. All told, year-to-date, which is like talking about a week, less than a week of returns,
yep.
Energy up 3.89%, which is a bit of a change. We do have quite a bit of news out of the energy space with the Saudis and Russians and inventories being relatively low, lower than we would have expected, which, you know,
supply declines,
price increases, right?
Yep. So energy's leading, you know, year to date. Like for the week, you said.
For the week, yeah. Materials up 3.25%. Information technology up 3% again. Utilities negative 2.64%. And real estate down as well, almost 2%.
What kind of indications do you think are coming out of this first week? I mean, is any of this maybe pointing in the direction of what we might expect from these sectors for the year? Or is it really just more, you know, what the market's kind of gotten off to?
Well, I mean, really the only thing that I can say, I know real estate and utilities tend to be kind of a bond proxy. We did have interest rates that were up over the past week, pretty much across the board. The 2-year, 10-year, 5-year, 30-year, they were all in the ballpark of 5 basis points or 0.05% higher. The short end gained a little on the longer end, which is a flattening of the yield curve, but only by 1 basis point or 0.01. So it was up 6 bips while everything else was up about 5. So, you know, you look at that, money's still really cheap. 30-year average mortgage, 3.91%. We did get some information out of the MBA mortgage applications. Prime rate's currently at 4.5%, so, you know, you would expect that refinancing spiked a little in December, but it's a traditionally slow time for new home sales and existing home sales, so nothing big there. But overall, mortgage applications were up 0.7%. So, you know, otherwise we saw minutes out of the Fed. Fed says they're basically not concerned with the yield curve, the shape of the yield curve currently, which means, you know, they don't expect any big spikes, steepening or flattening. So that's the minutes we got out of their last December 15th rate decision where they raised interest rates 0.25%.
Has it continued to be pretty flat, or is it moving in any particular direction?
It doesn't seem to be flattening. I guess overall what we're seeing is an overall increase across the board, kind of a parallel shift in the yield curve. Doesn't necessarily benefit banks, although financials have been they were good in December. On the news, the rate increase, but I really think it helps more insurance companies that are out there selling products and, you know, these promises, annuities, whatever, for a gain. It allows them to sell annuities at a higher rate, so it increases that sort of thing. But at the same time, they can cover that easier in a higher interest rate environment. So
sure.
I would expect to see a continued move in that direction. The Fed's given us indications that they'll probably have three rate increases in 2018. Wouldn't be surprised. You look at market indications, and that seems to be backed at least the first two, and usually it's a bit long to determine whether or not the market believes we'll see that third one in 2018. But
pretty high likelihood for at least two, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jobless claims have been relatively low still, another indicator we got this week. The employment situation has been just spot on. You know, everything continuing to be it's led more or less through this whole recovery, and unemployment, as low as it is, continues to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where we're starting the year out. I did make, you know, we had the research on last time we convened around the radio microphones, and the consensus there is we all believe that we'll have a market higher this year. I still am a bit nervous about the valuation in the markets. We've seen a bit of an expansion from the premium that I've talked about being over 30%. It's currently around 38% if you just look at it on a trailing 12-month price-to-earnings ratio basis. So 22.88 is the PE at the moment, our long-term average being 16.5, again, on that trailing basis. It just makes the market look a bit expensive. The market is forward-looking, so I believe that what you see in that regard is a lot of the tax cuts and lowering of regulation likely to be built into the price already.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that that we have to have a pullback. What I'd like to see, actually, is earnings continue to rise as they have over the last few quarters. You know, right now the S&P, there's about 18 companies that have reported, so it's hardly worth talking about. But we do see a growth in earnings at about 7.6% on the fourth quarter. Way too early to say, you know, get any true analysis or indication as to what the market does from here. But it is something that that we watch closely. And like I say, if we continue to see that sort of growth in earnings, and the prices were to be relatively flat. And by that, I mean not the 22% we just got off of. I would be happier with a 6 or 8% and let earnings catch up with the market price at the moment.
Sure.
But I still believe that, you know, we're beyond 1 year away from a recession. A lot of folks start wondering, hey, when's the next one going to hit? It's been 9 years since the bottom of our last.
Right.
Who knows?
What do you think? You think it's still more likely that that happens this year than this sustained growth that you're talking about, or that
the
growth would be more likely than us entering a downturn?
Yeah, I don't believe that we're, you know, that close to a peak in earnings growth. So, you know, of course, timing's really not our forte. But at the same time, you can watch trends over past years, and I think if you look at what other folks in the market are forecasting, most of those forecasts for the S&P 500 returns have been between 3 and 16% in 2018. Mm-hmm. I will tell you statistically, coming off of a year like we just had at a growth of 22%, it's not uncommon to have double-digit growth following. In fact, 8 of the last 10 instances of this level of growth we saw in 2017 actually saw a positive market, and when they were negative, positive by at least double-digit growth.
8 of 10.
8 of 10, So 80% of the time, it's followed on by, you know, continuation. And you look at any of the negatives, basically on average, it's negative 0.6%. So if it were negative, we would expect it not to be very much.
Okay.
But probably ought to break here.
Yep.
And we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Money Talk. Stick around. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.